Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I want to talk about the wisdom moment. We still have a few moments left here. Proverbs 11:22. It reads, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. Think about it. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. You know, the reason why they put rings in a pig's nose is so they can control the pig. That's why they put the ring there. Or used to, maybe some, not, America doesn't. They have more rights for pigs than they have for babies.
Oh God.
If you wanted them to go in a certain way or to stay with you, you would just grab the ring and you would just pull them there because you could control them. I mean, if you ever play football, you understand this because they have a penalty called a face mask. And the reason why is because no matter how big you are, somebody can grab your face mask and they can control you. It's amazing. They can pull you down. You know, you're standing straight up, but they can pull your face all the way down to the ground. They can turn your head sideways, and it's like you're a puppet because whoever controls your nose controls your direction. And, of course, if you're big enough, then you just kind of whack the person that's grabbing hold of your face mask.
Yeah, right.
But they have a rule, you get like 15 yards or something, right? Don't face mask. Because that person loses total control of their life, their direction, their abilities when you grab their face mask. If they allowed that, then there'd be a lot of broken necks, but also they would be, you know, the person cannot go their own free way. Somebody's controlling their direction. And this is what he's comparing it to. And he said, and think about this. Today's culture is so deep into seduction. It has discovered what this proverb speaks about, which is if you can seduce someone with your beauty, using your body to seduce someone or seduce that person, you'll be in control of them like a ring in a pig's snout. There are those who work hard, allowing their work to speak for themselves. And then there are those who shop hard in a scantily clad, tightly fitting, and transparent departments of the store. Both are working to get ahead. One through hard work, which leads to respect and being offered promotion, and one by working hard at seduction, which leads their bosses or the ones that they're seducing with a ring in their nose. Everybody sees the ring. They know the ring's there. They see what's happening. The person, the man or the woman's using their beauty as a hook in someone's nose. No discretion. It's not okay for any believer to use the power of seduction, to use our bodies or their bodies to be able to seduce someone. This is called sin. You're not supposed to do this. You have half naked, beautiful men and women on billboards, walking down the street, in the workplace. One teacher just recently reported and put a picture up on his Facebook showing the children in school that are dressed more scantily clad than the prostitute on the side of the street. They dress that way, better said, they don't dress that way, because they want to be able to hook a person, to catch a person. But the problem is, using that way to catch a person not only seduces the one that they're hoping they'll seduce, but it also catches flies. It seduces everyone.
Right.
Everyone that does not be in control by the Lord. So they suffer. This is what happens. The individual who's caught up by the devil suffers depression because the one that they couldn't seduce wasn't interested in them. While suffering a trial in the courtroom as they prosecute the one who was seduced by him, but they didn't want that person to bite their bait. But he said, it's your ring and her nose. It's your ring and his nose. You had no discretion. The other problem with this is that if you get a husband or a wife by seduction, you'll find someone else. Or they'll find someone else the same way they found you in the future. And you know this, and that's what causes you to worry. If you can lead him or her around like a pig a ring in a pig's nose, someone else can lead them around too. Yet when someone takes the bait, when someone else takes the bait, all of society ridicules the one who bit the bait of your lack of discretion. It's real strange in our society today. Everything's upside down. It doesn't come up that he or she was scantily clad or that was seducing this person or all these things going on. They're just shocked. This is what Jesus said. It would be better for you to have a millstone necklace around your neck and thrown into the river than for you to mislead one of these little ones of mine. Listen, using discretion is being aware of one's own body and beauty, carefully making sure that you do not dress in a seductive way or act in a seductive way, but being careful that your very presence is not used in a way that would seduce anybody for any reason, PMS, power, money, or sex. Why? Today's wisdom, Proverbs 11:22. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman or man who shows no discretion. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.